Good everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm Steve Nibbs, and we're talking field hockey today. And with me as guests is the Urbana field hockey team, represented by head coach A.J. Stewart, and juniors Ashlyn White and Maggie Goodwin. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Coach, let's go with you. You've had a storied career, so to speak. It was very simple for you. You found a home quite quick.
Yes, I did. 25 years ago, I got a phone call from Coach Mack, Coach Kevin McMullen, and he asked me to be the field hockey coach at Urbana High School. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to accept that position, and I've been there now. This is our 25th season.
That's quite an honor, Coach, to be the only coach at the school for field hockey. Let me ask you, though, when you were just out of college a year, when you accepted that position?
No, three.
Okay. So what kind of thoughts went through your mind as a young age, taking over a program, but not also starting from scratch? That had to be a little daunting.
Yes. Well, my first year out of college in Frederick County, I actually coached at TJ, and I coached field hockey and basketball under Pam Dove for field hockey, and she was kind of my mentor, and I loved working with her and for her. And then the next year, I helped her in the beginning of the season, and then I had my son. And then the next year, I had my daughter, Molly, who's also one of our coaches this year. And so I had taken those couple years off before I got the opportunity to start the program at Urbana. And it was a little scary, but it was awesome, and I'm really thankful that I had that opportunity, and there's no place I'd rather be.
Well, I'm glad. I'm sure Urbana would as well. Coach, you're all 6-1 right now, but there may be some people out there that have no idea what field hockey is. Can you give us a little thumbnail sketch as to the field, how it's played, positions, etc.?
Well, the positions are relatively similar to soccer. The gameplay is a little similar too, except for probably the biggest difference is you have to shoot within the circle, which is at the 16-meter line. And in order to score, you have to take the shot from the circle.
Okay, so there are 11
yes.
Girls, including the keeper.
Mm-hmm.
There are cages or goals.
Yep.
And certainly not an easy skill, girls, as far as that stick and ball run and move the ball at the same time. It takes quite a bit of coordination and stamina.
Yes.
It definitely does. I mean, and it's a great sport to start with. I started as a freshman, and I definitely thought, once you get a stick and ball in your hand, it's pretty, your love for it just grows as you continue playing it. But you have, your attack, midfield, and defense. That's kind of how it's run and everything. But I would definitely encourage anybody who would want to start, definitely start it.
Is it also, and correct me, I was learning over the years as being an athletic director at Thomas Johnson and watching and learning the other sports that I had not a lot of knowledge of. There is one or two players that can go both sides of the field, and then you have your defense players and your offensive players. Is that correct?
No, anyone can go to either side of the field. Yeah.
Right. So I was that thought. Good. I'm glad to hear it. So, but do you have some players that play more both sides than others?
Primarily, I would say attack and
midfield
are definitely down more on the other side of the field. But anybody can go down there.
It's the same. It's very same then as you said. Like you said, soccer.
Soccer. Yeah.
Same as soccer. Okay. Maggie, what position do you play? It's a 3-point question. Okay.
I'm the center mid.
Okay. So center mid, that kind of tells you where you are on the field.
Yeah.
And you stay pretty much there.
Yeah, so you can stay within your position, but we like to, overlap and replace a lot, too. So if my right mid wants to go into the center and take the ball, I'll just flip onto her side. And it makes it a lot easier to get the ball up the field.
So that your responsibility is what as far as the center mid?
Directing the ball up to the offense, 100%.
Get 100%.
Yes.
Ashlyn, how about you? What position do you play? Where are you positioned, and what are your responsibilities?
So I'm actually right behind Maggie in the midfield. I'm the top of the diamond for our defense. And I'm just really supporting the midfield and also, helping the ball get up the field, along with being, the main person, kind of directing defense mm-hmm. and stepping to the ball and just really kind of trying to lead them.
So both of you basically are delivering the ball upfield for others to take and score.
Right, right.
That's that, and you kind of hang back somewhat to play that D.
Yes, okay. But we also take the ball up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would get a little tired. I like to try that myself too. Yeah. When I was playing D. I like to get one or two shots anyway.
Right.
You both are juniors, and in talking to you here earlier, the team from coach saying that the team is made up mostly of juniors, a large group of juniors.
That is correct.
Have you all taken on some leadership roles with this team this year?
Yeah, so me and Ashlyn are both actually captains, and it's really important that the juniors step up just because we have so little seniors. But there's been seven juniors that were on varsity last year, so we're all, like, super experienced, and we know how to take control when we need to.
What, and I'm sure you take it seriously when coaches ask you to be a captain, what is you feel your responsibility as a captain for this team?
I think that it definitely, honestly, I take it as a very big privilege. And when I got asked to do it or told to, like, it definitely was a big honor. We don't take it lightly at all. We definitely want to set the example for the team. We're always giving it our 100%. I said Maggie's had 4 years, or she started, she was a starter as a freshman, and I was a starter as a sophomore. So we definitely have a lot of experience, and ultimately we just want to share our knowledge, but also push our teammates to be the best that we can be, because we ultimately, our number one goal is a state championship.
So it's a combination of both verbally and watching, and you show by example.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that means a great deal, and it is an honor, certainly, mm-hmm. to be a captain. And to did the teammates seem to all get along, and you all have that camaraderie?
Yeah, this year is actually really special. We're all, like, very well connected. We have a great chemistry on and off the field. There's no, like, drama ever with this team. We're all, like, so 100% in, and we're all in, and we're ready to go to states this year.
And I really think that, like, especially, like, what Maggie was saying, like, this is the year that we have the best team chemistry on and off the field. We have a common goal, and we are ready to achieve that goal.
We certainly have gone so far at 6-1, certainly a great start for you all. And talking with Coach earlier, you've gotten so close on several occasions. It's been a staple in this county, and Coach, that certainly goes to you as well. When you play Urbana field hockey, you're going to be playing a very good competitive team, so you better bring your best. What, other than, and I guess the expectation for the season, what are some goals that you all put forth for the team before the season started?
Really, it was more like mental goals. It's not so much like goals we can achieve on the field, but sticking together and like acting all as a team. And with that, that's going to get us far into the season. So like, we know we want to go to states, but we can't do that if we're all not 100% together at all times.
I like that way of doing it, because then you don't really set yourself up for disappointment,
right,
which could happen. But you have more of the mental goals, which means, yeah, if you do those other things will fall in place. Excellent. That's what you'd like to hear. Do you, Maggie, or Ashlyn play other sports?
Actually, my main sport is softball. So when I started as a freshman, you know, I was like, what is this and everything. But my love for the game has grown, and I love field hockey.
Okay, so you play – Maggie, do you play another sport?
Not exactly, no. I'm all field hockey all the time.
Do you plan or hope to go to the next level and play?
Yeah, I hope to play D1 field hockey.
Do you have any
schools
that are interested?
Yeah. Right now, my like top school is the Virginia Commonwealth University.
Mm-hmm, VCU.
And then I have some other like places I'm looking at, but I'm going on an official visit there in October. So
excellent. The education and the academics certainly a big piece as well,
right,
with you too,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Which are you looking nationally for, softball or field hockey, or it's not really, it doesn't matter?
I'm still not sure about, you know, what I'm going to decide to do, but I definitely like, I love both sports, so I think this will be the year I decide, but I'm still not sure.
But you got to deal with Coach Frank. How's that? I've known Coach Frank for a long time, and we had many a good game against one another when,
yes,
I was coaching at Thomas Johnson, but he's a good man. So.
He is. I've been on varsity since I was a freshman, and Coach Frank definitely has brought the best qualities out of me as a softball player, but truly as a person, and I really have grown a lot as a player through him.
Well, you got two excellent coaches there that you can go to. Majors in college, have you thought about anything, what you'd like to do when you get there?
Yeah, so I want to go into business. Not really sure what branch, but that's definitely what I'm interested in.
Yeah, awesome. I think business or exercise science or sports psych route.
Oh, really? That's great. As far as, and this is what unfortunately will be airing Sunday, but still, you've got a big game this week, this Friday, I believe, with Oakdale. Mm-hmm. And certainly with Oakdale, Middletown, and is there a Linganore? Those three, and you all seem to go head-to-head and battle every year. This is a big one?
It's definitely a very big one. We're coming on Linganore, which was one of our biggest goals this season, and we did end up beating them 3-0. So we're definitely have the momentum. Like, we are so focused on beating Oakdale now, but that win against Linganore was huge for us. It was a huge team win.
Good. Coach, if I may get back to you, what about the game itself? Now, we were talking earlier, you went this year, they had the new way of taking the schools and putting them in classifications, and it meant some schools would not be as you are, a 4A, but you may be a 3A. A 3A school may be a 2A, depending on the number. Did that affect your thinking this year and the playoffs going into this year?
Not really, because 3A and 4A are both super competitive. There's lots of great teams in both regions, so. You know, we're just kind of like focused right now, one game at a time, on, you know, getting to the next game, improving every single day, and, you know, but always keeping our eye on the prize at the end.
The new playoff format, your thoughts?
I like it. I really do. I like it. I think it's fair. You know, I'm excited to see how far we go. I'm excited about the possibility of a state quarterfinal game this year. I think it's really cool, and I like the way they're going to be reseeding, and it helps to make it a little bit more fair when you get to that final game, because sometimes you look at some of the scores and they're blowouts, and they shouldn't be. So it's exciting. It makes it more competitive, and we live and thrive for competitive games.
This is all about it, and it certainly stands to reason that if now it's your 3A in field hockey, Linganore being 3A, if you all were the two top teams and doing it the way it used to, you would face each other early. Now with the new seeding, then you'll be further along in the play. I think they're on the right track, mm-hmm. to try and get the top best two teams to play at the end, and I think that's a step in the right direction anyway, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Coach, again, you – there isn't – and correct me if I'm wrong, any youth or junior leagues field hockey in the county? If there is, how about informing us where they are? And second, you are the Mid-Maryland camp director, and that's huge. And thanks to you that the game stays alive and stays out there for those girls, because it's not like some of the other, quote, sports with their organizations. So tell us a little bit about that, please.
Okay, well, we have an Urbana Rec League this year that is in its, I believe, third or fourth year, that helps to promote our program with a lot of kids in the Urbana community playing at that level. And they actually practice right on our field after we leave each, three nights a week. But there's also the Luya League, which is pretty popular. And they're really starting to bring along the youth organizations in the area, so it's really exciting to see. I know Ginny Dumars has a pretty good youth program at Middletown as well. So we're really excited about the future. And, now we're starting to get more club teams that are having, like, U12 teams, which really brings along our future as well.
And certainly you would agree that without the feeder programs, those youth programs, the sport would really take a major hit at the high school level.
Exactly.
What about any ideas or things you'd like to see in the future with the game of field hockey itself?
One of the things I love about field hockey is when they start implementing certain things in college, it eventually comes to high school, which makes it so much more fun. Over the years, we've been able to score more goals. You know, as soon as they took away the offsides, you know, the scoring improved, and they've done a lot of different things now where the long hit is now up at the 25, giving more scoring opportunities. It's great for the girls. It's great for the fans. Those kinds of things are really helpful. Now we're doing a 1v1, which we've been practicing for years, like hoping and anticipating that it was actually going to be something that we would use at in overtime situations, which is really fun. These two are really good at that. It's a 1v1 against the goalie, and they have 10 seconds to score from the 25-yard line. And in college, they have 8. And it's pretty cool. It brings a cool twist to the game.
That, sir, it certainly is unique because before, wasn't it 7v7? And then if you stayed tied, you had to go to the shots.
Yes. Well, it's still 7v7.
Oh. Okay.
But instead of strokes, where you just take a direct shot,
right,
it's essentially like a shootout in hockey.
Yeah.
That's it. I like that idea. You're right, Coach. That adds a little bit more excitement to the endings to see. And I'm one, and this is just my feeling, I like the players to decide and somehow with the game itself versus penalty kicks like in soccer or anything that where it's not necessarily the best team won, it was the best team at those penalty shots.
Right.
That's just a personal opinion of mine, but I like to have the players decide it on the field. As far as the girls, Ashlyn and Maggie, what are your thoughts about the game themselves? What is the hardest skill in field hockey?
I would like to say probably one of the hardest skills to get down at the high school level is a reverse chip.
Okay, well, please explain that because I'm sure people are thinking all kinds of things now with you say reverse chip.
So reverse chip is the ball out to your left side, and you use the flattest part of your stick to hit it. It's super hard because of the amount of coordination you need to hit the ball with your that really thin part of your stick. A lot of people don't have it. I'm just getting there. I'm starting to get there. That's why they're laughing at me, because that's all I do now is try and practice that. But, or like the aerial, where it's you just start the ball flat and you throw it over, a bunch of girls and get it into open space.
So it's not dangerous. They like to call that a lot. So you have to be really strategic on where you're placing the ball. But it's a great skill to have because it eliminates, three people on the opposing team, and then you have the ball, and it's a great opportunity to score.
Yep.
And certainly playing on turf is better than playing on grass.
100%. It's a completely different game.
Yeah, ball rolls true, and you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
As far as the skill, the stamina, you all do preseason or in the off season?
So
does coach have any programs for you?
We run.
Our tryout, we have to run a gauntlet, which is a 200, 400, 800 mile back down to 800, 400, 200 with certain time limits that you have to make. So that is a requirement to make our team.
Yeah, so if you're not working all summer,
you're not making that time.
But that makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, no, it's great.
Yeah.
We also condition every practice. We are always conditioning. And you can't play well if you don't, because field hockey is such a high stamina sport.
You cannot
excel in it if you are not in good shape.
That's so true. I watched our girls play over the years, and I was amazed at the stamina, not only the up and down running, actual running, but trying to bend over with a stick and hit a small ball at the same time and get it to where you want to. That was amazing to me, and I know that takes a great deal of work to be able to do that and play an entire game. I can't imagine, you're right. You need to get ready, and I'm sure coach has those expectations for you coming into the season. What is something that you talked about the goals here and the expectations. Do you have any personal goals for yourself?
Ultimately this year, I think one, being a captain is just to positively encourage my teammates every single day and to really push them to be the best that they can be. And I believe that the other things will come personally when you're doing with stats and everything. When you're being a good teammate to others, the stats will come and you're working hard every single day. It'll come.
Yeah, and I just personally, I've been on varsity 2 years. We haven't been able to get to states yet, but that is my goal, is picking up my team and leading them to states, because that's all I want for this team and this program.
What have you found, and any coach, you can get in on this one too as well, is the level when you get to that, you've been to two state semifinals, when you get there, what is the difference you see in the competition leading up to that particular game? Is there any difference or anything you see with the other teams that, or is just the fact that they just were better that day?
I would say the pace of the game is a lot faster at the state level. The hits are harder. The players are faster. The players are more skilled. They pass quicker. They're more precise in just everything that they execute on the field. The goalies are usually super talented. So it's just a whole nother level of play at the state tournament.
Is there certain schools in the state, Coach, that are consistently making it to the state semis and state finals?
Severna Park, South River, Westminster.
Westminster,
C. Milton Wright, Chesapeake, all those teams.
Down in Anne Arundel County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the biggest difference is, like, the amount of club players they have. Like, when we played C. Milton Wright my freshman year, they had, like, all their starters were playing club. And when they're playing year-round together like that, it makes such a big difference.
Sure it does. And that, again, that goes back to that feeder program we were discussing earlier. The youth programs in your area certainly make a huge difference. And I know, coaching softball myself, when I had club players with me, it was the biggest difference in the world than having to take a player who's coming in and learning as a freshman, and that makes it tough.
And I think also too, it brings, when you have players that are playing on the same club team, it makes it together too, because then you can take your skills onto the field, and you know, it goes along with that team chemistry. When you're playing together more often in the year, we're going to be better as a whole.
Right. Well, I think we're about ready here to, unfortunately, to run out of time, and I'm certainly enjoyed myself, and thank Ashlyn and Maggie, Coach Stewart. Thank you all so much for joining us, and certainly best of luck this Friday, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you
so much for having us.
Our pleasure. You listen to the Frederick County Sports Show here on 930 WFMD, sponsors by Premier Dental and J-Day and the Day Home Team. To everyone, have a safe week, and we'll see you next.